to the Beer Canspiracy Show. It's a comedy podcast where three best buds sit around and talk about the supernatural, conspiracy theories, true crimes, and more. Pretty much anything weird. Now, we tend to pull no punches, so a mature listening audience is advised. But if you like to have a good time, then crack open a cold one, pull up a chair, and hang out with the boys of the Beer Canspiracy Show. Hello and welcome to the Beer Canspiracy Show. We're your hosts. I'm Aaron.
Dirty D.
And I'm Jared.
Thank you guys for joining us. I'm just checking the clock and the little hint says it's time to rock and roll. Today's topic comes to you from Dirty D. Get into it.
I require my Dirty D intro.
Give him his Dirty D music.
His O come after.
Okay. M-N-O.
Elemento. Elemento P.
So just like the moon landing and the sinking of the Titanic, dinosaurs are not real.
Fuck yes, dude.
This is the topic for dinosaurs. You, Jared.
Let's go.
We had this argument many years ago.
Swung you and I convinced him and he is on my team now.
I will reserve my opinion for the end of the show.
I'm heavily leaning towards dinosaurs are not real.
All right, Aaron. Dinosaurs are not real.
Real.
You're also
real.
Show me one. Show me fucking one.
I don't have. I mean, yeah. They're dead. Exactly. How can I show you one?
Exactly, I mean, motherfucker.
That's all I need to say. Show us one.
I can show you a lizard or
podcast fucking, done.
That's not a dinosaur. It's a fucking lizard.
Yeah dinosaurs are more closely related to birds.
Yeah. True.
Okay, so
who made that up? Because that's fucking ridiculous.
I don't know. You have to ask the scientists. I'm not a scientist.
You think I trust the scientists?
Did give us the COVID vaccination and save the world, so yes.
Which did not work. Yes. I've been told trust the science for the past 2 years, 3 years, and that was a lie the whole time.
Are you dead?
Well, no, because COVID wasn't real either.
Dirty D's still never got it.
He's never been tested.
Goes in to get a COVID test, and they're like, ah! And they run away.
I'm going to redo my first statement. Just like the moon landing, the sinking of the Titanic, and COVID, dinosaurs are not real.
We're going to get a COVID banner from Spotify. Spreading misinformation.
COVID is nothing more than a child's plaything.
Than an extinct thing.
COVID or dinosaurs? I don't COVID. Know. Okay.
We've got the bones to prove that COVID was real.
That's right. It's just as
I had it in rocks. My bones.
Just as much proof.
I had it in my bones.
Why aren't you dead then?
Because I'm not fucking 60 years old.
So you're saying, let's say, yeah, above 60. If you get any illness, you're dead.
True.
So
that's why COVID was
stay
so bad.
Vigilant. 60s and plus.
Y'all could just die for really, because then we get Social Security, right?
Yeah, they would get less. Well, they would get none at that point, I guess.
So then there's more for us.
Yeah, but I still don't think there's going to be enough.
There's not going to be enough.
Just there's like enough. The moon landing, the sinking of the Titanic, COVID, and Social Security, dinosaurs aren't real.
Now that I can get on board with.
Show me the check. It's not real. It's not going to happen.
I see it. Well, I don't.
The minimum age is going to be like 960 by the time we get to be old enough for it.
Well, with the advances in science, we will live to be that old because we won't have COVID anymore.
Yeah, there was something I saw. If you're over the age of 50 by, or if you're still under the age of 50 by whatever, 20, 35 or whatever, you'll live forever because by that point, the medical advancements.
Fast math. I think I'm good. I think
We were kind of close to it. I might not have made it.
You're decades older than me.
I might have just missed the cusp.
Well, we are all dead, really, right? Didn't CERN make...
Wait, true. No, I will be 51 hole, so. In 20.
Yeah, we're just a copy right now.
So we knew about Social Security before that, so it's always going to be a thing.
But we also knew it was going to end.
Oh, fuck.
We made it happen.
We made it end.
All right, so I'm going to spit off some dinosaur unfacts, UN facts. I don't know if that sounded like fun facts. UN unfun facts.
Unfun facts?
Unfun facts.
Okay, go ahead.
From the UN, like...
From the United Nations.
Oh, okay.
No, not really. So dinosaurs were too large to actually exist. They had too much mass for their bones to support. They would just fucking shatter and turn into, I don't know.
Dust.
Whatever.
Well, fossils.
Yeah. They would just turn into blobs on the ground under their weight. They had too much mass for the bones to support. They would have required an unimaginable amount of food every day to survive.
Or just other big dinosaurs.
See, that's the thing, dude. How were they eating?
Some scientists other dinosaurs. Say...
Where were, are all the bones of the shit that they ate?
In their stomach. Well, in their poop.
I mean, they ate plants and shit, too.
Yeah, they ate plants giant and bugs. Shit. Everything was bigger back then.
Some accounts say that they would have needed more than 40,000 calories a day for the larger dinosaurs.
I feel like that's way low compared to...
We need, like, 40,000?
We need 2,000 a day.
2,000. 40,000.
There's some shit that needs, like, whales eat, like, fucking, like, 3,000 ton of fish or some shit a day or whatever. It's crazy.
How many calories is that?
Probably, like, 100 million or something.
But they're not
shit.
As big as the giant whales.
Yeah, they all, some of them are.
Not as, I don't think they're near as big as a giant whale.
I thought they were bigger.
Maybe, like, the water ones.
Yeah.
The weight doesn't matter in the water.
That's true. That's a good point. I don't know. I feel like that 40,000 calorie thing is low. That's not a lot of calories.
I mean, they would...
That's like 20 Big Macs. It's not even... Yeah, it's not a lot.
Probably more than that. Them little meats are real skinny.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they got so much fucking mayo on there.
Did you see a picture of a
Big
Mac when McDonald's first opened?
Big Mac
right
does
next
not
to now.
Have mayo.
That's pathetic. That's the deflate gate or whatever. No, inflation gate or whatever.
What do they call it? Shrinkflation.
Yeah, that's it. People have Oreos from a couple years ago. Why the fuck you have that, I don't know. And they'll hold it up compared to the other one and just like...
And they're smaller?
Way smaller. Like everything's like that.
I always felt like the Cadbury eggs have shrunk significantly.
I'm sure they have. You don't know about this?
I don't know. I don't like Cadbury eggs.
You don't know
that's
shrinkflation?
That's what my face was. Cause...
So like you'll go buy a bottle of soap and it's like 20% more and you hold up to an old bottle and it's like 8 ounces less or whatever. Yeah.
You said you but don't like Cadbury eggs, mm-hmm. or you don't know what they are?
I don't like Cadbury eggs.
They're fucking delicious.
That's the ones that got hazelnut in them?
They can't. Well, they have different ones.
I'm having trouble with this beer. I already spilled it, and now I choked on it.
The government's already trying to take him down.
You don't have to finish it. Just put it
no, it's
there.
Not that. I'm fucking retarded tonight. I can't.
You drink it as an enema, it probably tastes better.
I think that's what happened.
I think I have a turkey baster left over.
I think Aaron took it as an enema and put it back in the can. That's why it tastes so bad.
Oh, we did get wasted that night and do something like that. Sounds familiar.
An enema?
We poured that beer into our butts and then pooped it back into the can.
He's like, I bought a brand new canning machine off Amazon.
We just used pliers and tape. Did you have to
Is that why? Like, yeah, it was already open. He's like,
here, I open this beer for you.
That's not shit on the top. That's chocolate.
There wouldn't be enough food for these guys to eat. Because they're so large, and I'm going to change that 40,000 calories a day to 400,000 calories a day.
Because that's what it was supposed to be?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I wrote it down.
That seems low to me. We'll just say 400,000.
That's still like a lot a day. Let me do a quick, how many calories does an elephant need?
Elephants might not be that much.
But they're still like a big animal. there's a fly on my microphone.
Blue whales take 460,000 calories a day.
Yeah, but a blue whale is fucking huge.
Yeah, but...
This is an elephant needs 70,000.
Dude, yeah, it's 400. That's low, man. I've eaten 40,000 in a day before.
Okay, I've probably come pretty close, too.
That's not a joke, man. You've seen me eat...
You have not eaten 40,000 calories.
Like, one McDonald's Big Mac meal is probably, like, 15,000.
You've seen me eat, like, a dozen double cheeseburgers from McDonald's, like, in 5 minutes. Uh-huh. You don't think on, like, a Thanksgiving from 10 years ago I could have done it? What does a chocolate-covered donut have? There's 400 calories in a chocolate-covered donut, and I ate 3 dozen one time, all at one time. That's, like, 15 or 20,000 calories. And just those donuts.
So not 40,000.
I did that in fucking 5 minutes. What do you think I can do in a day?
So a double quarter pounder meal, medium, only has 1,200 calories. So that'd be pretty rough. You'd have to eat like 30 of them. I don't think I can go that far.
Not anymore.
I could squeeze out 5 or 6.
All right, let's go continue. Aaron's getting aggravated. He doesn't like calorie talk.
There is 0% evidence that dinosaur fossils belong to dinosaurs. there has been no evidence before the 1800s that nobody knew dinosaurs existed. So basically, they found out dinosaurs existed in the 1800s. Before that, there was nobody knew anything about dinosaurs. And then even today, there's no evidence, like unrefutable evidence, that dinosaur fossils belonged to dinosaurs. Like they could have been from something else.
Like a dinosaur.
They could have, like, or just could have been just been rocks.
Or dinosaurs.
Somebody found something way back then and was like, "That this is a thing now. Dinosaurs are a thing." And then,
all of a sudden, everybody started finding them.
Spent the last 200 years trying to prove that they're right, basically.
Well, nobody was digging before that. There was no
point.
People
were not digging in the ground before that?
Gold, people have been digging for gold and minerals forever. Right.
They don't have literally
and water. That's all people did all day is fucking dig.
Yeah, but where they were digging was not fossil territory.
Well, literally everywhere is fossil territory. So,
except for where they were digging for
gold. Don't know about Pangaea.
Gold and water.
No, like literally every continent, everywhere, there's fucking dinosaur fossils they're finding. Very suspicious.
He's getting aggravated because you're making a lot of good points. And this whole world is crumbling right now.
That's what my world hinges on, dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs?
So no one had found dinosaur bones before the mid-1800s. The fossils were suddenly found worldwide in large amounts in North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Africa, and many other places. If there are so many, why were no fossils ever found before this? We kind of already talked about that. But don't think I wrote it down, but like basically at the early 1800s, they found like some teeth, some big teeth. And the guy was like, this is obviously an ancient reptile. And then like 5 years later, boom, they just start finding dinosaur fossils. They're like, yep, see, I was correct. This is an ancient reptile.
Coincidence or not?
Deception. And then there was a huge boom. Paleontologists were competing for attention and decided to create an elaborate hoax to get money and fame.
Did they?
And pussy. Yep, that's exactly why.
They got money and fame and pussy.
Well, yeah, dude.
How many paleontologists, besides the guy from Jurassic Park, got pussy?
He didn't even get it until, like, way later.
Ross got mad pussy from Rachel, so.
He wasn't.
Oh, and he had a lesbian wife. He banged
her. He banged her. He banged a lot of hot chicks on that show. Ross getting mad pussy.
He did.
He got more than Joey.
He did.
I don't understand why Joey was always the ladies' man, but like never had any chicks.
Right. He never had any money. He's like a fucking idiot.
Right.
He had nothing going for him, but he was like the
acting
ladies' man.
Job, so he had to keep doing auditions and focusing on that. Mm-hmm. Where Ross never has a had steady job, he can just focus on poo.
I feel like Joey was the guy who like makes up a bunch of shit in high school, you know, so you think he's cool, but he's really not. He's like, yeah, I fucked like six chicks last weekend. They're like, no, you didn't, dude. You hung out with your Uncle Earl, who's like younger than you.
And he banged you. So they did it for money and fame. Then there was the Bone Wars, also known as the Great Dinosaur Rush.
Sounds awesome.
It was a period of intense and ruthless competitive fossil hunting and discovery in the Gilded Age of American history. So it was a rivalry between Edward Dinker Cope and Othaniel Charles Marsh. They were two paleontologists. They basically were like arch enemies. They hated each other, used underhanded methods to try to outdo the other in the field, resorting to bribery, theft, and destruction of bones. Each scientist sought to ruin the rival's reputation and cut off their funding, using attacks in scientific publications. So these two guys are like, I gotta do better than you. So they're obviously just making shit up. I'm gonna find some fucking dog bones and some fucking goat bones and I'm gonna turn them into a T-Rex.
That makes perfect sense to
me.
That
now,
makes a lot of sense.
Now I got this. And he's like, oh fuck, well I'm gonna find this elephant bone and mix it with this jaguar bone and I'm gonna turn that into a fucking velociraptor. And that's how dinosaurs
And they
made.
Started the bone wars. And he was like, he boned his wife. He boned his sister. Then he went to mom's. Then they started digging up grandmas and shit.
For a brief time, they boned each other.
I'm established dominance over you by fucking you in the butt.
That's how it works. They had, I might not have wrote it down. They had, between the two of them, like 200 or 300 dinosaurs that they found and, like, you know, wrote about, like, this is the dinosaurs. But supposedly only, it was like 30 or something that was decided by all the other paleontologists that they were real. Like, they had made up all the other ones. And it's commonly known that when they make the dinosaurs, or the fossils, they, like, throughout time, just threw in other animal bones to, like, you know, they never find a complete fossil, so they would use other animal bones in there. So you'd have, like, a giraffe leg with a dinosaur.
Is that still true? What? Like, now when you see a full set of fossils, it's not all real bones?
Well, none of it's real bones.
Well, I know it's rocks, but...
Well, none of it's real fossils, and I got that coming up, too.
They're 3D printings.
I don't know if they 3D print them.
They just 3D print them all.
Like in the...
We couldn't get a real real fossil, so...
Let me skip
to that. This is... It's always been... I don't want to... I want to let you present all your evidence, but I've always said that when people are like, we got fossils, like, they got rocks that they went out there in the field and, like, chiseled out in the shape of a fucking bone or whatever.
Well, I mean, that's I don't know how hard that... I don't think it's... Well, if they were to fake fossils... It would be like castings and, like, you know, they would, like, a mold that they would make.
When they dig it up,
they don't dig anything up. It's all fake.
See?
No.
But fossils are supposed to be, like, you know, they're not bones, so they get put under the sediment, the dirt, whatever, pressure, and then it pushes the minerals from the ground into the, like, the little cellular openings into the bone. And then the bone decays away, and then now you've got that shaped bone in the rock.
So the bone essentially is a mold.
Right. It's like just sediments that got shoved into the open cells.
Once the bone rots away.
Right. Now you've got the perfect replica of the bone.
Hmm.
It's supposedly how the fossil bullshit is made.
This doesn't sound like real shit to me. It sounds made up.
Yeah. I've literally never done that. So.
What? Dug for bones?
No, like made a fossil.
Oh.
I've buried a bone or two, but I've not dug one up.
Digging for any bones or anything?
So, a complete dinosaur skeleton has never been found. Very little is actually known about dinosaurs overall. And what we think of dinosaurs are just artist's renderings. So, I mean, that should be pretty obvious, but I don't think a lot of people think about that. Like, that's just something an artist came up with. And supposedly, well, they're changing it now. Like, now, you know, they had feathers, but before they were...
Where is that coming from? Like, oh, yeah, well, by the way, these are now, they're giant chickens now, not
they
reptiles.
They found new fossils. So, you know, the dinosaur rush is kind of, nobody cares so much anymore. So now they got this huge revelation we've all of a sudden found, even though, what, from the early 1800s up until the 90s, they didn't find this?
You know what it was.
And then now, all of a sudden, they find it?
They had new Jurassic Park movies come out, Spielberg was like...
But they didn't even put that many feathers on any other dinosaurs.
Yeah, but new...
I thought the newest one was just birds.
People are talking about...
No, it was crickets.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Crickets. I watched it after you told me it was about fucking crickets. It was...
Because you thought I was making that
no,
up.
No, I was like... There's no way it's about crickets. I gotta watch. Yeah, it was about
crickets.
That's
about crickets. That's fucking stupid.
I didn't.
There was like one new dinosaur.
Like half of it,
feathers.
Maybe. Probably like three quarters.
It wasn't very good.
Cricketosaurus?
I feel like it got better towards the end, like when they were doing, like running from dinosaurs, but.
Those movies have taken my interest in dinosaurs.
At least tell me that Chris Pratt buried his bone.
He buried his bone real deep.
Might be worth it, because that chick's hot. Her name's Bryce. Mm-hmm. It's a dude's name.
That is a dude's name. That's why you're so attracted.
She has
to
three
it.
Dudes' names.
Bryce Dallas Howard. That's so weird. I never thought of that. And they're all men's names.
Yeah. That's what we just said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now to get the interest back up in dinosaurs, we've got to make this huge change. And they were actually birds the whole time and not reptiles. Coming on to one of my next points. I'll skip to it. Basically, the closest relative to the T-Rex. Is a chicken, they're saying now. So they're openly mocking us.
I have been attacked by a rooster before, and I'm pretty sure it's the same as what T-Rex would do.
You think the T-Rex would run with its legs and jump up and claw at you?
And peck
and go bok, bok, bok?
He pecked my legs all to shit.
And you survived the T-Rex attack?
I did.
Because
I
that's
did.
Ridiculous.
I did. I survived. A rooster attack, not a T-Rex attack. I'm sure a T-Rex would be a lot worse. Maybe. I'm just guessing.
I don't know, dude.
I'm not sure. I'm just taking
some of
a
the
kiss.
Spurs on those motherfuckers are like they're like daggers, well, man.
A rooster?
Like, yeah, they'll be 6 inches long. They can kill you.
So how did this giant, terrible lizard shrink down to the mighty rooster?
Because evolution. They all died, and they didn't need to be that big. Because remember, they had to eat so much food, but there wasn't that much food anymore, so they
because of the
down.
Asteroid.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of it.
Asteroid planet.
We're starting the cycle. Chickens are getting bigger now because of the steroids and the hormones.
Oh, you think that's what happened? It was that there was humans first and animals.
Monkeys.
They created the chicken. Well, the chickens were there. They gave them so many steroids. They turned into the T-Rexes. They all turned into the dinosaurs, ate all the people. Asteroid came, started the cycle.
God's
over.
Like, started it over. Let's try again.
I thought like they fucked up big time.
Isn't there a theory that like aliens made dinosaurs?
There's a theory for everything.
Mm. Well, they didn't make dinosaurs because they're not real.
They made the roosters bigger. I agree with you.
But they're mocking us. Unrelated to this, I did, while researching, find a video of a guy, which I didn't look any further into it. He said they recently found out that on the T-Rex fossils, this is if you believe that it's real and not that they're just trying to make another change, that the shoulder socket and, like, the shoulder bone, they realized that it was backwards. Like, they put it on backwards. So their little arms shouldn't be little arms. It should actually be wings. Like, facing the other way.
Whoa.
And, like, it was
actually... That's why there's no... All the bone... It's called the cartilage is not fossilized or whatever
right,
for the
yeah.
wings.
Like, it's too soft to last.
Too soft.
So that might be a thing that they start claiming sometime soon.
That is a big fucking bird, huh? A T-Rex, isn't it like 30 feet tall?
Well, they said it something to do with like the way ostrich
wings
are attached, and that was how that is. So
it's like a big flightless bird?
Yeah, which I don't understand the point of flightless birds either. But birds aren't real, so it doesn't matter. I'm going to have a whole not real series.
It all comes back.
Birds aren't real, and it started with the T-Rex.
Was that all birds aren't real or just the flight? Birds.
All birds.
So flightless birds aren't real either?
They didn't really get into that. It was, I guess maybe. You wouldn't really have a purpose to like, kill all the ostriches because like, they're not surveilling
they're
anything.
Freaky as hell,
they're
though.
Just there. I mean, they're not doing anything.
So, probably not.
I hear their eggs are good.
Have you ever seen them where like, they cook them on the YouTube or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Like on stones and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking
gross.
Also, fossils are not typically found by normal people such as hikers. Farmers or construction workers, they are almost exclusively found by paleontologists who have an invested interest. And then, like, the site shut down, no one has access, you can't see what's going on.
Because they know where to look.
And there are some cases, which, I mean, supposedly some people did stumble across stuff, and it could have been a lion fossil, and they're like, oh, fuck, it's a dinosaur, let's get it. And then there's other cases of, like, paleontologists... Like, talking to a farmer and being like, hey, I think there might be some fossils on your land. Why don't you go look over in that area? And then they go and look, and there's a bone sticking out the ground.
Told ya.
Like, it was all rigged. Like, so there is, you know, normal people finding them, too. And then they shut it down, and then you can't get to it. Very suspicious.
I'm not suspicious. I mean, if a guy tells me there's a bone in my yard, you should go look over there, I'm gonna go look at it and be like, this is definitely not a lion bone. This is most likely dinosaurs.
A Polytherophilosaurus
yes,
bone.
Exactly. Lions don't exist in this region.
Well, but, I mean, it could be, you know, somewhere else. Ancient fucking dinosaur lions.
Oh, yeah, they had those saber-toothed tigers.
Saber-toothed tiger lions.
That was the Yellow Ranger.
Yep.
Oh, we didn't talk about Jason David Frank dying, dude?
Murdered himself.
Sad. I wonder how he did it.
Self-murder?
He hung himself.
Did he?
Yeah.
I feel like that's way too easy for him.
Yeah. Like, you'd think he would have, like, chopped his own head off or something.
Or at least, like,
that'd have been cool.
Go out and find some gangs or something and fight them all. And if they kill him, then you win. That's how murders work.
He got in an argument with his wife who's divorcing him. And then, like, they were in a hotel room, two separate hotel rooms for some reason. And got in an argument, he went in his room and hung himself.
What the fuck, dude? What a bitch.
Guess who won that argument.
When I first heard about it, the first thing that popped in my head was, like, David Carradine. Like, not even the hanging part, but, like, I didn't know that yet. And I was like, they're gonna fucking claim the ninjas came after him and faked his death by hanging, erotic asphyxiation, and then...
Or they say that about Carradine, ninjas came after him?
That's what his family said. Oh, that, really? That his death was staged by ninjas because he was, you know, like doing...
Jerking off too much?
It happens, China man. Stuff. I heard it happen to Jason David Frank.
So that might be coming out soon, too.
Y'all for sure know that's how I'm going to die, right?
No, dude. I don't even do an autopsy on the toilet or something.
That's actually probably really like, true.
You know, like
Elvis style.
That's probably actually
pull off one of your double cheeseburger binges and just they're gonna have like three full cheeseburgers lodged in your throat.
But that's not what killed me. Jerking off and you blowing to hurry and
jerk off real quick because you were choking.
Like he was choking to death and he had to get.
Instead, no, like, I declined the Heimlich. I was like, I can
one more time.
I declined the Heimlich. I was like, I can beat it. I can beat it. Well, like, I started jerking off.
You know, he knows about erotic asphyxiation. He's like, well, I'm dying now. I'm choking. I might as well get the best.
I have
out.
To prove myself right.
I'll say that at your funeral. That's Jared. He always tried to be the best. He was always down trying to one up himself.
You gotta say, he called a shot. He called a shot. He said this is how he was gonna go.
He was not able to finish, but boy, did he try.
He did finish, but he died first. Can you come after you die?
I don't know.
I'm sure you probably could.
Probably for a certain, I don't know. Your muscles would work.
Let's see. Let's look it up.
You can keep a boner.
Well, I mean, you can come like you're almost there, and then, oh, I died, and then.
I mean, how close?
Like close.
Well, then, I mean, if it's already happening. Then.
But it's not I don't know, dude. I don't know how coming works. I've never done it before. Give me a beer. Are you looking up jerking off?
Hold on a second. It's actually more possible that your penis will look like it's ejaculated after you died. Sometimes we'll find discharge near the penis on a corpse.
Well, you piss and shit yourself.
But this
so why
comes
not
from
come
the
yourself?
Passive seeping of fluid from the prostate gland.
Did you know that? I didn't know that's where most of your cum comes from, is from your prostate.
I did not know that.
Like your semen comes from, no. Yeah, your semen comes from your balls, but all the juices come from your prostate.
What juices are you talking about?
Well, you know, when you cum, you don't just shoot out a bunch of little tadpoles. It's in liquid.
Oh.
So the liquid comes from your prostate.
Semen is another kind of milk.
So it's kind of like how squirting is
sperm,
so
that's
much...
what it is. The sperm, that's what I said. Yeah, the sperm comes from
no,
the
you
testicles.
Said tadpoles. Yeah, it comes from the tentacles.
From the testicles.
Oh.
And then all the juices come from your prostate. And that's where the use it or you lose it comes from. Because if you don't come a lot, then your prostate quits making as much. And then you can't come no more because your prostate dried up.
So that's,
really?
If you get
that's what I was told.
If you get prostate
what about,
cancer?
What happens if you come too much?
Well, then you got a super prostate.
Oh,
and
I'm
then
good.
Now,
then.
Well, no, now it's too enlarged, and you got to pee too often.
Okay, what's the right amount?
Just like six times a day.
Okay,
that's the like an average amount. To
yeah.
Know.
Okay,
that's a lot. Six times a day.
It's not that much.
That's a lot.
It's like an average.
I mean,
day.
I guess.
I mean, I already came twice since
once
I got
once when
here.
You wake up, once while you're taking a shit, once while you're taking a shower.
While you eat breakfast.
No, I don't. That's.
Why you jerk off while you're taking a shit?
Why do you think donuts are shaped like that?
It's called a blumpkin, dude.
No, that's when you get a blowjob.
Well, I mean, I'm just. It's kind of the same.
Blumpkin light.
Yeah, okay. I'll take that.
Blumpkin light?
Yeah. I don't think I want to come while I'm eating. Never have. I don't think I ever will.
What about while you're eating vag?
That's fine. Yeah. That's a different kind of eating. You're not actually eating. You're not actually eating her vagina, are you?
Like you take big chunks and
no.
Oh, gross, dude!
No wonder he's had so many girlfriends.
You gotta bury him afterwards. Do the blood loss,
and then you tell some farmer to be like, "Hey, go
dig over there.
Look over there.
It's a goddamn Tyrannosaurus." I don't know how we got onto that. But we did bring it back to dinosaurs. So
always comes back.
So selling fossils is a very profitable business, giving them massive motivation to continue the hoax.
It's profitable because there's so many fossils around.
So many, quotes, fossils.
Using like the laser.
Auction fossils off for like millions of dollars.
Really? That
so
much?
All you got to do, if it's a rare fossil, so you just got to fucking 3D print your fossil, throw some rocks in it to make it heavy, and then you put it on an auction block, and now you're a fucking super paleontologist that's a millionaire.
And then that's when the money and the poon comes.
That's definitely when the poon comes.
Well, the poon comes from the money. That's a given.
It's the only way it comes.
Yeah. If you're wondering why she ain't squirting, it's because you don't have enough money.
That's right. Also, I did see a thing recently about squirting is just pee.
I was trying to say that earlier. I think I got
distracted. Was it like blue dye in some woman's bladder, red dye in whatever they come from? I don't know, like whatever they come
with. It was purple.
And then when it whenever
I'm sure it's both.
Whenever they squirted, it was all the
blue.
It was all the pee one, yeah, the blue.
Maybe she's a fake. I don't doubt that some of the...
she's a faker.
Yeah. She's like, oh, baby, you totally made me squirt.
Just fucking pissed all over.
Just really had to pee.
No, like, it's like a kink thing. Some women, like, they get turned on by, like, being able to squirt. Their partner likes that they squirt, so then they'll, like, do it every time because they're just pissing, you know.
So just like the moon landing... The sinking of the Titanic, COVID, Social Security,
and the female
ejaculation.
This is going to be a dinosaurs
are not real.
Long list.
It's just pee-pee.
Is that like the Sports Center thing?
Yeah.
What the fuck was that about?
ESPN. The ESPN.
I thought I'm on the ESPN.
So it gives, you know, it being so profitable, it gives a lot of motivation to fake everything.
So you've given me a shitload of motive on why they would want to fake dinosaur bones.
That yes. gave me a lot of motive to why they would want to be paleontologists.
Dinosaur bones.
Well, because you don't. You just go out, you go pretend your little expedition, bang all the hookers on site.
A lot of the doctoral candidates.
All the women, you know, are just hookers that they disguise as doctoral, paleontologists. Yeah. Because they don't have no real women. Yeah.
Women don't know science. Yeah, they can't do that.
They can't comprehend.
Something we can all get behind.
I would say paleontologist sounds awesome. You get lots of money, you get lots of pussy.
You don't really have to do anything.
Because they always hire people to do all the digging, the Browns.
Right.
Right.
They're the ones that get the curse when they open up the tomb.
Yeah. Yeah,
the whites aren't going to do that part of
fuck
it.
That.
Like, they get the acid shot in their face.
Right.
And then you just push their dead body aside and go on in.
Yeah. Right.
Thanks, Hakeem. And you push him off. And
yeah.
Hakeem.
I couldn't think of any.
That was a good name, I thought.
Hakeem? I thought so.
I thought Hakeem is good.
Oh, it's also very ethnic. A black name, though.
Yeah, Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yeah, that's the only one I could think of.
I was thinking, like, first Indiana Jones, like, whatever, rainforest, blackish-looking people at the beginning.
I want to say that was Peru.
Yeah, it's like black Spaniards.
They're like black Indians.
Yeah. So her Kareem or whatever you said.
Kareem Olajuwon.
So some people find it hard to believe that dinosaurs are real when there are 9 dinosaurs based on teeth that they found in the ground. So 9 of the dinosaurs that they say existed, all they found were teeth, but they came with it and they figured out what they look like.
Just some
everything
teeth.
Based off of their teeth.
That's fucking crazy. That's ridiculous.
One claim believes it is impossible to reconstruct an entire hypothetical ancient animal based on a few teeth. Some just don't think that there's enough evidence to prove that dinosaurs actually existed, claiming that the fossils that they left behind belong to different animals that we see today. So it was just, you know, basically animal fossils.
Unless you know what you're doing and then you can reconstruct a whole animal from teeth. Hence, paleontologists going to school to learn about
how to make animals from teeth.
Exactly.
That would be a very impressive skill to have.
That's why they get paid so much in poon.
So there are no real actual fossils on display at museums. Everything in the museum is a replica because the actual fossils are far too valuable to be out on display. Only paleontologists are allowed to look at real fossils. The people who rely on people believing that dinosaurs existed. So basically, nothing at the museum is real. It's all locked up behind, you know, the scenes. And, like, we can't go and look at it. Only you got to be an official. No, you can't either. You got to be an official.
But,
you got to be an official paleontologist to be able to go look an actual real fossil.
Is anything in museums real, though?
Well, history is not real.
Not really. Y'all made fun of me for 20 years because I always say dinosaurs aren't real. You're like, I can go to a museum and look at the fossils right now. And
who
turns
fucking
out.
Fucking sounds like that.
You. That was you.
Oh. Both of y'all.
When did I have a lisp?
And this whole time, you've never seen a real fossil. They don't fucking exist. I've been saying this.
You can go see.
No, you can't. Shit ain't real,
son. He
said
they're replicas of the real fossils.
Yeah, so you've never seen one, and you never will. You believe because you want to believe. That's it. Yeah, you can make a bunch of arguments for why you think it's real.
But he just said they show you the replicas of the bones. Do you know what a replica is? It means you make something that looks like it.
I got a replica of the Millennium Falcon. That doesn't mean it was real.
Yeah, it was real in Star Wars.
And I also don't have a replica.
It was real in Star Wars. You ever seen Star Wars?
Boom.
They made that shit.
Somebody created it.
Right. And then it's a replica of.
No, he made the shit.
The artist rendered
it. So it could fly.
Somebody made it up in their head. It's a fictional thing.
They made up the Millennium Falcon.
They made up dinosaur bones.
For profit.
Yeah.
And that's even more because
God made up the dinosaur
there
bones.
There are other bones to kind of be similar
to. I'm about
to
bring God into this argument.
Sweet.
The biggest deniers of dinosaurs are the Christians. Dinosaurs were not in the Bible. A common reason people believe that dinosaurs never existed is because of religion. In the Bible, it says that God created Adam and Eve, and then God created land animals. Humans and dinosaurs did not live at the same time, and a small number of Christians believe that dinosaurs never existed because they were not mentioned in the Bible. And then some of the other ones think they existed together. So, religious reasons.
I saw the Flintstones. They lived together.
They did. In perfect harmony.
You saw the documentary of the Flintstones?
Yes, John Goodman was amazing.
He was pretty good.
You ever watch that one?
I watched that when I was a kid. It's been 20-something years.
Your parents let you watch The Flintstones?
I definitely saw it when I was a kid. I don't know if I was allowed to or not.
Because they probably don't believe in dinosaurs either.
Mm-mm. Honestly, don't know. I did not get the dinosaur thing from church.
If you believe the Bible stuff, I guess you can't believe the dinosaur stuff, right? It doesn't add up.
Either you're a Christian.
Or you're a liar.
Exactly.
Or you're both.
Or you're going to hell. Dinosaurs or hell, Aaron, you pick.
Where can I listen to rock and roll?
Probably neither. Not hell.
God don't like rock and roll, dude. He's in the fucking
he
James
likes what
Taylor.
You like. It's heaven.
That's true.
The devil might like rock and roll, and he might listen to it in his headphones, but you're not listening to it.
Yeah, he's going to listen.
I would just get buddy-buddy with
like
the devil.
Like, it's not going to be badass down there for you.
I don't know.
He's gonna listen to fucking Pearl Jam while he's banging, while he's turning you in out, turning you inside out.
I like Pearl Jam. If he plays it loud, let's
go.
No,
he ain't gonna.
Let's go.
All you're gonna hear is,
and then the sound of your asshole being torn asunder.
It makes a sound.
It's just rip.
All right, I'm gonna go to heaven.
We can't believe in dinosaurs then.
Well, if God lets me make my own heaven, guess what? There's gonna be dinosaurs.
Whatever, bro.
But that only happens once you get there. And you don't believe ahead of time.
All you have to do is say you're sorry and he'll forgive you. I can believe dinosaurs my whole life.
And then right before you die? Well, what if it's unexpected, though?
That I die?
Yeah.
Yeah, what if you unexpectedly die next time you're choking
you
yourself
don't get
and jerking
to say
off?
You're sorry.
I still just say I'm sorry. That's the first thing I'm going to say, sorry, bro. Dinosaurs aren't real.
Well, it's like you would have had to say that when you're alive, not when you're dead.
That's not how it works.
It's too late.
You can't repent after you're dead.
Yes, yeah, you can.
No, you can't. Man.
You gotta go to the pearly gates first.
That's just
before you get in.
That's where you get judged.
Yeah,
you don't
and
get
you
to
say
you're sorry.
You do get to say you're sorry.
You get to say you're sorry when you're alive.
No, you don't know how.
You get sent to purgatory.
You don't know how.
I already
works.
Know. I hate waiting in line, so waiting for the pearly gates is gonna be my hell.
Be miserable.
I'm gonna be waiting in line, and I'm gonna be hungry. And there's not going to be anywhere to sit.
There's going to be like taco stands and hot dog stands. And everyone's going to say sold out, sold out, sold out.
They're not going to serve white people in heaven. It's going to be your penance.
Like, yeah, you had your rule on earth. Now the blacks have their rule
now,
up here.
Yep, no bathrooms are for blacks only. No tacos for you. Shouldn't have made all those jokes, asshole.
Good for them. They need something.
It's just going to be every fucking minority.
They
like
did give him
race
Obama, though. They gave him one thing.
But then they didn't even claim that was real, so.
Yeah, he was from Hawaii.
He's black. Hawaiian.
He's half white, half Hawaiian.
No, I thought he was from Hawaii, but he was like a...
He's half white.
I don't know. Wasn't he from the Middle East or some
His
shit?
He's half black, half white, and Zimbabwe. Half Hawaiian.
You can't be half, half, half. It's a third.
Okay, yeah.
God, well, I guess God taught him his you'd have to be quarter, though. You'd have to be quarter Hawaiian, quarter white, half black.
Unless his dad was a midget.
Half black, half Hawaiian, half white, half Asian.
Okay, well, that would be quarter.
There and that go. Is also Tiger Woods.
Exactly. They look alike. They really do. Very they have the similar. Same hair. They even talk the same.
Bang, and their lips.
Bang a bunch of chicks. The same. Whoa. Let's not go there.
No tacos for you in heaven.
So another big thing is that people claim dinosaurs are a mythological creature like dragons. So, you know, people think dragons existed. I don't know if there's really people that think dragons. Well, there probably are people.
Why is it so far-fetched to believe dragons is real, but dinosaurs is also real?
Because there's no
it's like the same
fossils
thing.
Of because
when
dragons.
When they're talking about dragons, they're talking about like during like medieval
it's gonna turn
times.
Out like the T-Rex was actually a badass dragon. Once yeah. they figure out that all the cartilage disappeared and it actually flew around. And it was a dragon? That would be pretty badass. All dinosaurs were dragons. Alright, so that's most of that, but I've got some other theories if dinosaurs were real. But we can all agree that dinosaurs were not real.
Yeah, we can.
And Aaron's going to hell. So there is a theory that dinosaurs helped build the pyramids.
I'm down, man. Let's
Please,
do it.
Please, do tell.
So the Namer...
Namer?
The Namer palette... is a stone tablet uncovered in Egypt and dated to approximately 3000 BCE. The tablet has been identified as a tool for ceremonial practices and is considered of great cultural significance to Egypt.
And Apple already fucking trademarked it.
Yeah, it is owned by Apple. The distribution rights by Microsoft. When you look at the stone, it has two large animals depicted on one side. Look it up. Put it on there so y'all can
What's
see.
What's it called?
Namerpalette. When you look at it, that has two large animals depicted on one side. They are large, have long twisting necks, and each have a handler holding a leash. Some people believe that they are brontosauruses and that basically the Egyptians had tamed.
Whoa.
Right there.
This?
Yeah.
Brontosauruses.
So you see the two handlers and they're. So they think they trained dinosaurs to lift the stones and build the pyramid.
Also bird right there.
Yeah. And some naked dudes swimming and stuff. That guy's getting beat by a spoon. So people use this as the main evidence that dinosaurs built the pyramid.
I mean, the bird is like a straight up regular ass bird. The people are like regular looking people. Why would they have like half real shit and half made up shit on there?
They're probably giraffes.
I want to get to what they are.
How do their necks they're curl around
dinosaurs.
Like that?
Dinosaurs.
Giraffes' necks do that. When they
so
whip,
in 2013, a series of papyri were uncovered in Egypt. These writings supposedly described the pyramids of Giza being built by dinosaurs that had been tamed by ancient Egyptians. The main theory is that not only did the large-necked dinosaurs walk the earth well after their extinction, but they walked the region of ancient Egypt. Ancient Egyptians supposedly tamed these giant lizards and used them to lift and move the huge stones needed for the pyramids. So, I mean, that's it's a pretty good theory on how the pyramids were built. Dinosaurs.
They weren't built by regular humans. It's too big and too complicated.
So, this is not actually a depiction of a dinosaur. It is a long-necked animal called a Serpapodards. Serpapodards.
You're so bad at pronunciation.
They're a mythical animal that shows up in other Egyptian artifacts.
Why are there mythical shit and real shit?
They are depicted as a cross between a leopard and a snake, having a long curvy neck and a leopard head. I don't know Sweet. Why they do that.
They got real fucking animals. There's like a cow or some shit down here. I don't know what these things on top are.
It's like fucking devils.
Yeah.
It looks like the devil in a legend.
Yeah, the giant fucking horns. Yeah, I don't know why did shit like that exist? Fucking leopards with giant long snake necks?
Maybe.
Well, that's way cooler.
So you can believe in leopard snakeheads, but not dinosaurs?
Well, I'm looking at it.
I'm looking at proof. Are there any ancient Egypt tablets that show dinosaurs?
Yeah, right there.
That's not a dinosaur.
Who told you those were sarcophagus?
Baba Hotep?
Yes.
Who told me that?
No. Who told you they were, what'd you call them?
Sparrows.
That's a restaurant.
Sir Poppards?
Yeah, Sir Poppards.
What is that, a Japanese restaurant?
Sparrows? No, that's pizza, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like the mall pizza.
Yeah, mall pizza.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know why they would have this thing. But, like, if you see this and you think it's a brontosaurus, like, obviously, they built the pyramids with brontosaurus, but if you see it and it's that thing, you're like, oh, well, they just made that up.
Not necessarily. I don't understand...
Dinosaurs?
When they have, like, the hieroglyphs and shit, like, or the cave drawings, why is some of it, like, real and some of it just seems, like, supernatural? And why is it mixed together?
Because right. They're stupid?
No, not, I mean...
Yeah,
which I mean, I can understand. Like, maybe things? Not Egypt's, like, hieroglyphs, but, like, cave drawings is, like, they don't understand what things are, and they just make it into their head that it's, like, some kind of giant monster when it's actually, it's like a little puppy dog. Or, you know, whatever kind of thing. I mean, the Egyptians knew better.
Yeah, so obviously there was
dinosaurs. But how did they tame those things? And where did they go?
With leashes?
Well, it don't look tame to me. Yeah, he's got it locked up on a leash.
Well, I mean, you walk your dog around on a leash, and it's tamed.
And they're always going to go after another dog.
How are you going to make it lift heavy stones without a leash?
Sexually motivate it. I don't know.
Fuck you real nice tonight. Yeah, but I mean, it is weird. That I've never seen, like, devil things.
Except?
And hieroglyphs.
And legend.
So, I didn't even mention those things.
Oh. See, it's a fucking giraffe. No, you said it was leopards.
Oh, maybe those are bulls at top and not devils.
Yeah. I think they are bulls.
Now that they're colored in.
Yep.
You said they were leopards?
Leopards with snakes. Mixed with snakes. So, it looks like just a long snake neck. Alright, so no devil. Just poorly drawn. Straight on picture of a bull.
Bulls with smiley faces.
But yeah, they had smiley faces. They're Ferdinand.
Ferdinand the Bull. I know Ferdinand.
Ferdinand the Bull.
All right, so one last theory about dinosaurs is the aquatic dinosaur theory. So we had already talked about, like, they were so heavy. How did they not collapse under their own weight? In a paper published in the scientific journal Laboratory News, Professor Brian J. Ford put forward a theory to help explain why. They lived in water. Using an assessment of the potential loading on limbs and compression with the largest animals alive today, the dinosaur tracks show that their tails were most likely held off the ground, so they didn't drag their tails, they were always lifted up, and concluded that as a terrestrial animals, dinosaurs don't work. This is a quote of his. The immense size of the largest genera places impossible loadings on their extremities. A single limb would have to support many tons. This would not be compatible with the agility we associate with dinosaurs. We accept the remains of their footprints with demur, although for such gigantic creatures, the imprints that we observe in rocky areas make no sense. The prints are roughly as deep as the layers of the mud that they were in. This is all boring shit. They would sink to their knees. The footprints seem to be those altogether of lighter organisms. So, unless, of course, these are the footprints made as huge creatures waded across shallow lakes. If this were the case, Professor Ford argues, then that this would explain why the heavy tails do not drag on the ground. They would have been supported by water and held out behind the animal.
They have footprints of dinosaurs?
Well, supposedly.
How the fuck is that a thing?
Well, if it's... Especially if it's underwater, I don't know, but like if you make a footprint and then another type of sediment covers it, and then you dig it away and it's two different sediments, I don't know. Maybe it could do the same thing as a fossil, it gets filled in with things that turn into rock.
That seems dumb to me. I don't understand that at all.
But he thinks that the world was like mostly covered in shallow water. There wasn't really a whole lot of actual land above water, so they were all semi-aquatic. And then that's why they had, some of them had the big long necks, and like if you look at the shape of a lot of the dinosaurs, it looks like they're all like super upright, like they would have their heads and bodies above the water, and then just for their legs and tails to be underwater.
That makes sense.
If they were real.
No, apparently, I mean, I'm 100% they're not real. I know that for a fact.
Apparently that was a big theory in like the 40s and 50s, and then they got away with from it, the water stuff.
It's but not now as they, fun. It doesn't sell as good.
Yeah, but now they're turning them into birds, so.
Flying animals are cooler.
True. So they'll be dinosaurs soon. I mean, dragons.
I mean, that's basically what they would be, flying reptile feathers. With wings. with feathers and wings.
So that's all of the evidence for dinosaurs are not real. So we can all agree, dinosaurs are not real.
Except when they were real.
Aaron's going to hell.
I'm sure I'm going to hell, not because I believe in dinosaurs.
I 100% agree dinosaurs are not real. I'm not being stupid. I'm not making jokes. I'm being serious. Like, give me one piece of evidence to say that they existed.
That's not a rock. Rock.
They don't. You never so actually you saw a fossil, dude.
What about the ones in the pictures?
That, I mean, what are you talking about?
Look
what
up pictures? A picture of a fossil dig.
It's not real, dude. It's just a bunch of fucking rocks that they shaped into the shape of something.
What are you talking about? They shaped it. They're not using chisels. They're using.
They make a plaster cast, stick it in the dirt, and be like, look at this.
They're using paintbrushes and stuff to sweep away the...
Yeah, they're using paintbrushes to get away the rocks from the other rocks.
To get away the dirt.
Create your own dinosaur fossils right in your kitchen. There you go. Oh, like, sweet. Everything you look up, there's not actually any real fucking dinosaur. These are not real.
How do you know it's not real?
Because they're not, dude. They're not going to put something... I probably, you know how many museums I've been to, like all over the United States?
You've been to a lot of museums all over the place.
And I've never seen a display of like actual real life dinosaur fossils. They don't say that.
I know.
Because I fucking look at them. They don't say that on the display. It's always a replica.
What does it say on the display? It says replica.
It's a replica.
It says made in China.
Or artist rendering. It always says.
I mean, that's all.
It usually says artist rendering of a. Dig discovered in 1872 by blah blah blah.
And well, there you go. You're not looking at the real one. You're just looking at a replica.
Exactly. There is no real one.
And then this is kind of related, but not really. Maybe to dinosaurs. I had listened to a podcast a long time ago, and I don't remember exactly what it was about. It might have been the aquatic dinosaur theory, or it was something to do with some kind of bone dig. And that the scientist had found all this evidence that whatever the common thought was incorrect and brought it to the Smithsonian because the Smithsonian, like, controls all knowledge. And, like, they just, like, hushed it up, didn't want anything to do with it. They don't want to talk about any kind of different or change from what they've already established as the truth. They don't want to make any changes to it because I guess it would make them sound like they didn't know what they were talking about before, but like there's supposedly a lot of things that scientists know about that aren't allowed to be sent as common knowledge just because the Smithsonian doesn't want to. They want a certain narrative and not.
There's a huge conspiracy of Smithsonian like destroying artifacts, materials, and stuff discoveries,
the burying
stuff.
Whatever,
yeah, exactly.
For whatever reason, they
and
want
you
wrote, to
and Aaron, I know you're probably thinking, why would they do that? You know who the Smithsonian was founded by?
Tell me.
Bunch of rich people, Illuminati, and government types. Shit.
To control what you think.
True story.
In conclusion, the Earth is flat.
Yeah. Prove to me that it's round.
Right. Looks flat mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah, it looks flat to me.
Globe. But that's a replica of an artist rendering.
Yep. It is an artist rendering.
That's why they made maps.
Which are flat.
Because they were flat.
That's right. Well, and they have made round maps. Solved.
They only sell globes now because they made it up and it was fake.
For profit.
Yeah, for profit.
Have you ever just gotten a free globe?
Because globe makers are globes? Making all the money and getting all the poo.
I've gotten free flat pieces of paper because the Earth is flat. But I've never been given just a free globe.
You make that joke. I actually looked when I was doing my office when I bought my house a couple years ago and I got furniture and stuff. I wanted a nice globe.
Yeah.
Expensive as shit. Like hundreds of dollars for a decent globe.
Yeah. It's all for profit.
Fucking ridiculous.
You ain't getting pooed.
And you bought into it.
So then I just printed out a map of the world off my computer for 8 cents.
For flat.
Yep.
Flat world.
And that's why I believe in flat Earth because it's cheaper.
Much less expensive.
Save me a bunch of money.
Should have switched to Geico. All right, is that it?
that's it for No More Dinosaurs. I do have one that I've been wanting to do for a long time and I still haven't done, which I'll wait because I can't do another didn't exist like too soon. Is Pandas Don't Exist. I've talked about this before when I did Birds Don't Exist.
Pretty sure they're Chinese people in panda soup.
It's one theory. But we're not going to talk about it now because I got to do an episode on it in 7 months from now.
What happens in 7 months?
I'm going to do Pandas Aren't Real.
Oh, okay. Well, good thing we brought that up. Thanks for listening to the Beer Canspiracy Show. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. Please listen on Spotify. And remember to rate us and review us on iTunes. We'll see you again next week.
Hips, nips, pee on people with your vaginas.
In the face.